Governor Mike Dunleavy is shaking up the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. His acting commissioner, Doug Vincent Lang, has made a pair of unconventional high-level appointments. Rick Green, the right-wing talk show host known as Rick Rydell, is a new special assistant. And Eddie Grasser, a former lobbyist for a hunter's advocacy group, will lead one of the department's major divisions. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports on the direction that the new appointees could steer the department.
A couple of weeks ago, Rick Rydell was still broadcasting his Drive Time Anchorage radio show.
28 degrees in Anchorage, 28 in Eagle River. You're listening.
By Thursday of last week, he was back to his given name, Rick Green. And he was sitting at a desk as an employee of the state of Alaska.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to be Rick Rydell again.
Rick Rydell once referred to himself as a flame-throwing conservative who took down liberal wackos on the radio. Now Rick Green is an $87,000 a year special assistant to Doug Vincent Lang, the acting Fish and Game Commissioner.
The commissioner charges me with tasks. The main one is outreach and rebuilding trust with user groups. And then outside of that, whatever he needs done.
On the campaign trail earlier this year, candidate Mike Dunleavy criticized the management of the Fish and Game Department by then-Governor Bill Walker's administration. Particularly when it came to fishing. Dunleavy and his supporters said Walker was overly sympathetic to commercial fishermen and not mindful enough of sport fishermen and dip netters. Now that Dunleavy is governor, the department's top fisheries managers haven't been appointed yet. But one thing the agency is already doing, according to Vincent Lang, the new commissioner, is trying to open dialogues with groups that he says had a hard time getting information under the previous administration.
That's why I hired Rick. He's got some skills. He's got a lot of contacts out there, and I'm going to expect him to go out and talk to people and have an open-door policy with those people that he not only are aligned with his own personal philosophies, but also is aligned with other interests that may be out there, so they can bring those back to me.
Vincent Lang says one of his top priorities as commissioner will be food security and helping Alaskans put dinner on their tables. As part of that, he says he won't shrink from some of the policies he promoted when he worked at Fish and Game under Sean Parnell, the previous Republican governor. While holding top positions at the department, Vincent Lang fought the federal government on several fronts, like by arguing that federal protections for endangered species like humpback whales and steller sea lions were unnecessarily restricting fishing and oil and gas development. Vincent Lang also was an advocate for predator control, a contentious state program that kills species like wolves and bears in an effort to leave more moose and caribou for hunters.
I'm not going to shy away from doing predation control to increase productivity. To the extent that we're going to manage those ecosystems to maximize the number of moose and caribou coming out there for putting food in Alaskan plates, I'm willing to do that.
Some conservation-minded Alaskans say they're worried that the Fish and Game Department under Dunleavy will focus on hunting and exclude other priorities like wildlife viewing and tourism.
You know, if I were a wolf or a bear right now in Alaska, I'd be headed for the Canadian border ASAP.
Rick Steiner is an environmental advocate and former marine conservation professor in Anchorage. One of the things he's alluding to is the hiring of Eddie Grasser as the department official in charge of wildlife conservation. Grasser grew up in a family of hunting guides and tells stories about riding horses as they swam across the Copper River in the Wrangell Mountains. He's since become a lobbyist and advocate for sportsmen's groups like the Alaska Outdoor Council and the National Rifle Association. In the 1990s, Grasser pushed the Fish and Game Department to cut spending on programs like bear and bird viewing, saying they were sucking up revenue that came from taxes on guns, bullets, and hunting and fishing licenses. More recently, Grasser has lobbied for another hunter's advocacy group, Safari Club International. Steiner, the environmental advocate, says appointees like Grasser, Green, and Vincent Lang are too narrowly focused on the interests of recreational hunters.
I think the out-of-state trophy hunters and trappers will fare well. But, you know, the major stakeholders that should be very concerned are the commercial fishing industry, the tourism industry, and even, I would say, the subsistence community.
Steiner's comments get at long-running conflicts over subsistence between rural Alaskans, particularly Alaskan natives, and hunters from less remote parts of the state. Sometimes those groups vie for the same fish and game. The Alaska Federation of Natives, one of the most powerful advocacy groups that backs subsistence users, says it's way too early to judge the direction of the Dunleavy administration. President Julie Kitka says the organization is looking forward to meetings with top officials and seeing where common ground is. Vincent Lang says he'll have an open-door policy and points out that the Fish and Game Department has a subsistence division to which people can bring concerns. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Hurst.